When Union and Confederate sympathizers threatened to take this banker's money, he did what any logical person would do. He dressed as a woman and began transporting the cash underneath his skirt to secret locations where it could be safely kept until the end of the war. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As B.J. Alderman describes, during the Civil War, even a bank wasn't a safe place to keep one's money.
Banks across the state were in peril of being looted.
David Waldo owned a bank in the Kansas City area and did not want his customers' money to fall into the hands of either side.
In order for David to keep his own fortune and his clients' fortunes intact, he dressed up as a woman in big skirts.
With the help of another man, who was actually dressed as a man, those big skirts allowed David to conceal the bank's deposits. So David
hid the bags under his skirts and took bags to his property. And he had wells, and they hid that money in those wells.
The plan worked perfectly until October of 1864, when the Battle of Westport was fought along the Kansas-Missouri border.
It was noted in several places that the troops fought like madmen at the wells to gain control of the water. This would be farther north than his land.
The battle moved south toward Waldo's land, where thirsty troops would have discovered the money in his wells. But at the last moment, the troops turned east, away from the hidden treasure.
After the war, he retrieved that money from the wells and put it back in his bank, and he remained a banker until 1878, when actually his bank failed.
Traveling the countryside in the neighborhood of Waldo Junction, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.